Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
So looking at your relationship, if you had to pick out one thing that has been maybe the most challenging thing for you to overcome, what would you say that is, and how did you overcome it?
I'll let the doctor answer that one.
not really sure.
Well, it's hard because it's a lot of years of,
Pick one.
Just one thing that sort of stands out that was really a challenge and something that you had to work to overcome.
I think it's always time.
Time related to, I would say, the career sacrifice at a critical, couple critical junctures there, when there were only just so many hours in the day, and we're trying to have a young family, and between, like I said, the global travel and 36-hour shifts, that was a bit much. I mean, to try to maintain all of the plates, so to speak. And it really forced us to think about, well, what's really important here? And ultimately, over time, when we felt we had more collateral, a little more power and say in our careers, we were able to craft our careers to be more flexible and to be in a position where we can dictate our schedule a lot more. Sometimes it means leaving jobs, changing the type of work you do slightly, perhaps. But that was the big thing. We had to get to the point and say, we've got to address this. This is a real challenge, and this is something that could break the family if we let it get out of control.
Yeah, we never thought that either one of us as an individual was greater than the whole. So we always kind of evaluated our challenges based on the end result, and not too often were we afraid to, you know, tread through the mud to get to the end result. So when time is a challenge on any particular front or issue, let's say, we just recently did college applications with Kimora, and there were times where I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning to get the essay, and Colin had something he needed to do in the morning, and vice versa. You know, now he's dealing with the financial portion of the application process, and I don't want to be bothered with that part. So,
so there's give and take.
Yeah, it's not 50-50. It's sometimes 70-30, 80-20, and we're okay with that.
And that's a dance and a rhythm that you learn over time. And in the beginning, when you're stretched for time, it's hard to figure out that dance. It's really hard to navigate that. I mean, I can only imagine what it would have been like spending all the hours in medical school and then coming home and having a family. And you really do figure that dance out.
Mm-hmm. You do. And also, I would add, in similar fashion, when you choose to invest in education, and I've always said, and we've always said, you know, we will invest in the best education available if the kids do their part, right? And meaning, you know, do well and work hard and all of that. That can be my biggest investment for a period of time. I have no problem with that. And we put our money where our mouth is. I mean, certainly, you know, having them at very expensive colleges and we collectively feel, the four of us here, you know, the best school in town, you know, for those many years, that was something we did without even thinking twice. But it does come with some real sacrifice and choices as well. It just comes down to dollars and cents at the end of the day, and something we would do again. But you know, a lot of folks may not make that sacrifice. We felt it was very important.
Well, there was a time challenge there too, because this Berkeley Prep is about an hour drive from our house on most days. So that really meant a lot of juggling, particularly when some of the activities that the kids were involved in had an 8 o'clock start, you know, after school. So how do we do this? Well, we've got to get all three to where they need to be and eat dinner and get home. So we never really set ourselves on any particular set regimen. We just did day by day, and you know, knew each day would be a different challenge, and we're just willing to be flexible about that.
Sure. And that's a huge commitment on your part, but what a beautiful gift for your children.
Great modeling. And so we talked about the importance of intimacy earlier, and that was one of the things that Colin, you talked about. But I'm curious. I'd like for you guys to each share with me, what do you need from each other? What do you need each need in order to achieve that highest level of intimacy? So for me, I need this from, what do you guys each need to say we're close and we're where we need to be in that characteristic?
I would say I certainly need time, right? Time and sort of undivided attention to some extent, right? And sometimes that may mean, you know, a Netflix and chill while we're doing emails on the iPhone. But even then, we are together and we're laughing at what we're watching or what have you. So making sure that in a given week, you know, we have those evenings where it's just about us, right? And not about the kids' activity or helping them on their homework or what have you. So just trying to get, you know, time every few days for sure, where we can kind of, we can relax and do whatever's fun for us, making that a priority.
Well, for me, this goes back to the comment I made earlier that he's got a tickle my brain, and then I'm happy. And also, we have given ourselves permission. We always feel so obligated to accomplish certain things, but I think with the pandemic, we started giving ourselves permission. We literally just would pick up and we had a routine of what we were going to pack up every Saturday morning and just go straight to the beach. And we just, no holds barred. We didn't worry about what the kids were, you know, doing, because they really weren't going anywhere, you know, but if they were willing, they could have come to the beach with us, but they weren't willing. So we just said, you know, we deserve to go. So we just learned to give ourselves permission to relax sometimes.
That was our pandemic getaway, and shout out to Treasure Island Beach there. But we certainly would get away most weekends, weather allowing, you know, permitting, and just spend a few hours on the sand there.
Or driving by it if we didn't.
Or at least drive, right,
drive
down Gulf Boulevard or what have you. But that was very important, especially as the pandemic took off.
Sure. Yeah, so two gifts, kind of giving you said first, Colin, you said get the time, making sure we have that time to connect and rekindle and feed and nurture each other, keep that intimacy going. And then, Don, you're saying giving ourselves the gift, that something that you love, and we're doing it and not excusing it away or rationalizing that there's other things have to be achieved and that you're still giving that gift. So
not feel guilty about doing it too, right?
Exactly. I mean,
you guys want to come with us, you're welcome to come, but guess what? We're going regardless. So
and I love it because it ties beautifully back, you know, the lens we look through for Kick-Ass Couples podcast and Kick-Ass Couples Nation is prioritization. And when couples like you and like my bride and I have learned how to prioritize each other and we're each other's number one priority, everything else falls in line and can develop and happen. Very different ways. Not the same story, not the same point, you know? And so I love to hear that you all have learned how to do that. And it's obviously paid off in your relationship individually and your development for each other. So.
Yeah. Just putting that oxygen mask on for yourself
first,
helping others,
right?
Realize.
So great.
Well, I have one last question.
Sure,
it's my favorite question to ask, and I have to ask it to these guys because we know them, and I want to hear their response. I would love to know, Dawn, first, what is the one thing that Colin does that just lights you up, that just makes your heart smile?
Oh, there's so many things.
Good answer.
He mentioned it before.
Yeah, right? Yes.
He mentioned it before, but he pretty much gives me a back rub every morning and every night.
Twice a day?
Okay.
Yes.
This guy needs to step up his game.
It's like training camp, man.
And every day? Golly.
You heard it.
The bar, I can't see the bar. It's so high.
I'll take one day off a week.
Okay. All right. I love that.
Okay. Mm. How about you, Colin? What is the one thing that Dawn does for you that just makes you smile?
I think when she just surprises me, you know, and she's unpredictable at times, and it could be something something just goofy, or it could be something super funny, or it could be something that she purchased for me. So she's full of surprises and keeps me on my feet, because I'm a little more straightforward and a little more routine kind of guy, you know, massages every day. but she's a little more free spirit in that regard, and that makes me smile and keeps me on my toes.
First of all, I would take that routine any day. Well, you guys are awesome. You are kick ass, no doubt. And we're so grateful to have you here. And I want to know, just on the side, how's my buddy Kaori doing?
He's doing awesome.
Oh, great.
And hopefully he's working on being a kick-ass couple, because he's got a girlfriend. So
nice.
Hot off the presses. So. Yeah.
Well, you guys will be an awesome example for him, or have been anyway.
All three of your kids have learned how to, what makes it work and what makes it stick and what makes it last.
Absolutely.
And it's not easy.
One day at a time, right?
That's right. You're doing the good work, living in the now and looking forward with that positive trajectory. And thank you. It's been fun spending the time
likewise.
With you guys. And
thanks for the example.
You guys are all doing well.
No, for sure. And the family. And just, I think we first met you guys at that spaghetti dinner some many years ago.
Sixth grade.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was something about that energy that you guys were giving off even back then, as I think back. And I know Matt's just a super outgoing guy, but he just has that positive, je ne sais quoi, whatever, about him. And it's effusive and it's noticeable in any setting I've been in, from board meetings to the social functions or what have you. So keep that up. That really stands out
and
inspires folks.
We've had fun with you guys as well. It's been definitely a two-way street. And I know, Colin, I've asked you to do a few things for Parents Club along the way, and you never said no to me, not one time. So I want you to know how grateful I am to you for that.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, guys. Well, you've got and I don't make idle threats. Open invitation, South Carolina.
Yeah.
There's room in the house.
Sure.
You know, those high school kids can stay someplace else. So you want to mix it up and come a little north.
You can hook up a VIP tour of the BMW factory at the same time.
Yes.
<in there.
laughs>
We'll do the driving experience. How about that?
Experience. Absolutely.
That works for me.
Okay,
works for me. Big fan.
We got to make
guys.
A date. Make
nice.
A date. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We love it.
We love you.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye. See you.
Bye.